Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. One of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
And I had all intent and purpose, whatever. I was going to start this podcast with the Jay-Z interview, but I came downstairs here, Sarah J., and saw this breaking news from BuzzFeed, and it says, R. Kelly paid an underage woman not to speak. Now she's telling her story. So it's about Jahonda Pace, who was 15 when she met R. Kelly, said they was having sex. The LA says the outside of his child pornography trial, remember that? Says in 2008, she was 15-year-old sophomore from Chicago South Suburbs. This is from BuzzFeed. Now, y'all know BuzzFeed was the one that broke the story about the cult, the quote-unquote sex cult. Says she would cut school every day to attend R. Kelly's trial on 14 counts of making child pornography. The R&B superstar had no bigger fan, and Johnson was quoted in national media stories defending her musical idol. Let's see what several individuals with firsthand knowledge of the situation have supported Pace's claim. Additionally, BuzzFeed News reviewed signed legal documents, drafts of settlements between R. Kelly and Pace, correspondence between Pace and the attorneys involved, a polygraph test performed at the request of her attorney regarding her relationship with Kelly, a probate court document opening an estate for Pace as a result of civil settlement and subsequent payment made by Kelly's management company to Pace. Representatives for Kelly did not respond to requests for comment. Is this it? Is this over? You think this is the final blow? Or do you think people still...
It doesn't matter because she got paid off, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy for her. I mean, she's 24 now. I think they said she's married. Yeah, her name is now Jahonda. Jahonda Pace, it was Jahonda Johnson when she met him. Yeah, she tells BuzzFeed News that after the trial, when she was 16, she became one of many women traumatized by a sexual relationship with Kelly. Her detailed and well-documented story of accepting cash settlements from the star in return for signing non-disclosure agreements, which has not been previously reported, illustrates how Kelly has been able to silence young women he has allegedly wronged. So, I mean, she's going against the NDA. But, I mean, once this comes out, I mean, he could sue her, but I don't know how that helps him.
What if the NDA had a expiration date?
I don't know. She says, if I can speak out and I can help them get out of that situation, that's what I'll do. I just really hope I can help these women out. Kelly needs to be stopped. Yeah, I mean, like I said, she says she's a super fan. WGCI was the biggest supporter, blah, blah. Check this story out. You guys know that, like I said, they broke that the sex cult story, and this now they got this woman speaking up. And I mean, he can't go to jail. I'm not thinking he's going to go to jail for this, because maybe statute of limitations and the NDA or whatever. I'm just saying, as far as like as a new album, like will he have to go into hiding? Like, would he be like, because if this comes out, if this gets to become a national story, how can you really go to his concert? Like, you can say the music is good, but you'd be like, well, it's not like, you know, well, that girl on the tape, we don't know she was 14 because she didn't show up, or she was grown. Like, this woman is saying, hey, this man paid me and he knew I was 15, 16 years old, and she can prove that. Like, I don't think the R. Kelly fan has a defense anymore. That's all I'm saying.
But that doesn't even, I don't even understand how that matters.
Let me turn you up. Okay. Why do you think that?
Because there is proof that he married Aaliyah when she was underage.
That's true.
And this man still had a successful career after that.
You're right. But you know what? I think the hits might have slowed down for R. Kelly.
Like, after the Aaliyah thing?
No, I'm talking about now.
Well, because, you know, I feel like there's an R. Kelly underage girl story every year.
Listen, we got back to back, and we reported that, like, I don't know if we got to it. I remember the one week we was like, man, people are going to his shows. And then the next week, I remember as soon as we got done, you need to blow your nose, Sarah J?
No, I'm good.
The concerts, like, he had to cancel concerts and stuff like that. So this is not going to help the situation. We will have more on that next week.
Oh my God.
If more comes from that. All right. This is Jay-Z podcast. He did a podcast with Rap Radar, B-Dot, Elliot. What is Elliot's?
Elliot Wilson.
That's what I thought. I was like, is it Elliot Wilson? It's weird because this is labeled as part one. It's about an hour and 10 minutes. watched the interview the night it came out, because I just know how the timeline is. And there's a couple of things he talked about. Like, he talked about the Kanye West thing. He says him and Kanye West will have to talk. And basically he said, don't talk about anyone's kids on stage. Our children are already in a place where they're affected by our celebrity. Don't go and do something that allow people to pit us against each other. Don't do that. So he's talking about when he's like, why you don't bring Blue over. He also didn't like the fact that Kanye brought his wife into it when he brought, said, Beyonce, you know, wanted to do the VMAs unless she got the award and all this.
Oh, yeah. And that's why he ran up on stage. I kind of forgot that he said that.
Yeah. And he said, they even asked, like, wait, what do you mean you guys still got to talk? Didn't he come by the house or whatever? And Jay was like, yeah, but, and I guess maybe, you know, when the family's over, there's no need to talk. But Jay did kind of own some shit. They said, do you think he lashed out at you because, you know, you didn't go to the wedding, you didn't do this? And he's like, it might have been some things I've done in the past that led him to this point. That's why we have to talk. They also asked him about the $20 million. And Jay was like, I probably shouldn't have said that part. And that's all he said about that. He's like, I should have kept that private. So I really, I mean, you've been the one to champion. Like, he gave him some money and now he wants that money back, or he didn't feel like he should have got that backlash on that stage. It did bring up the money phone. I'll just give you guys some highlights. Really go check out this. Do a free trial for Tidal. I don't know if it's ever going to reach YouTube or anything like that. But he talked about the money phone. He said, I didn't tell people not to do the money phone. He said I had to listen to the line again. He said, we just don't call that money over here. And he's like, because it's not, because we sit courtside at Golden State. We're doing something different. It looked like Future responded. He sent a tweet out that says, the same money you get and we get it, which I hope that was a response, because you're not getting the same money Jay getting. Just not realistically. He did say he didn't mean any malice towards Future with the football line. Remember in the Future League player? He said it was just a clever play on words. And he was like, I just saw how his situation played out, and I wouldn't want that for myself. He said, because if it played out for me, it might be four times bigger, you know, because of his celebrity and Beyonce's celebrity. But he did go on to say that, you know, Future, not Future particularly, but he's like, it looks like Future Junior is in a loving environment, and that's good. Like, if Beyonce had moved on and the child was in a loving environment, I have to respect that. And that's a good thing that your kid is a loving environment. Cause he's like, I don't know Sierra Russell, but what it looks like he's a good stepfather, and that's something not to be mad about.
Yeah. But niggas was really mad about that.
Yeah. With the money phone in the strip club, he's like, I'm not the fun police. He was like, his whole thing was, that can't be the be all end all. He said, we can't be making money just to show it on Instagram. Can't be making money and just blow it at the strip club and then you're done with life. He's like, you should have goals bigger than that. He did record extra songs for, it's weird, the stuff I'm bringing up, I saw Everyday Struggle and Breakfast Club today. They didn't even talk about this. He had extra songs for 444. One was called Gold Link, and then he had a song called Part Two, which was a response to Kill Jay-Z. No word if we're ever going to hear those songs. He wanted the album to come out in April, because April 4th, 4-4 would have been dope. And he did confirm the story about the bar being 444 or whatever. He said one day him and Beyonce were walking around in New York after the incident, and we came across the building and we looked at it and we was like, fuck this building, and they laughed or whatever. So the one dude I came at, blah blah, on Twitter, he was right. It was 444. So that was the thing. That's all things I grabbed. Like I said, go check out that interview. Really good. And I'm thinking, like, what are you going to talk about in part two? Because part one was mostly about 444 and the process. He said he started recording it in January. So I'm like, is part two just going to be the history of Jay-Z? I mean, what are we doing with part two? What should we spin into, Sarah J? I don't know if we want to go negative yet. Chris Brown, let's get that out the way.
Oh, God.
I guess we could have kept Chris Brown not Kels, because Chris Brown did not do that. But we do have a release date for Heartbreak of the Full Moon. That's going to be October 31st. This is still going to have 40 songs. Like, I really don't look forward to 40 songs.
We're not reviewing that.
We have to. We have to. He did drop a new song called Questions. It's kind of dope.
Then you better give us 3 weeks.
He has a little island vibe. What had a lot of songs on it one time, and we was just like, shit, it does have a lot of songs. Oh, what was it?
The only album I remember that had a lot of songs, but it wasn't a bad album, was Vince Staples.
Yeah, but I thought something recent. Oh, More Life.
Oh, my God.
More Life. The More playlist Life. Had a lot of songs.
It was a playlist, though. That's yeah. different.
And then Welcome to My Life. I don't know if it got released or it's about to be released for like Blu-ray and Apple so you can rent and stuff like that. Digital streaming. But a clip came out where he talked about the night, the incident. I shouldn't call it that. The night that he beat Rihanna. And it seemed to stem from him lying about his past relations with a woman that he worked with. He said, he told Rihanna, like, look, I want to marry you. So let me be all the way truthful, and said he did sleep with this one woman that set her off, started hitting him. Then he went off and punched her. She spit blood at him. And then they went back and forth. And he says it still haunts him today. My question is, do you think now that we got the full story that this helps Chris Brown? Like, I mean, he's been telling us to move on, not move on, but like, hey, let me grow up. I learned from my mistakes. But it seems like sometimes he keeps harking on it.
You know, what's weird about him telling this story. Like, I don't know why this was the way it was when it like did come out. It seemed like he wasn't allowed to, or he didn't go into what happened in the car. But if you go back and listen to old interviews, like with Rihanna talking about it, that doesn't sound like what she said.
No, and he's getting a lot of backlash because it seems like he's blaming her. Like, he's like, well, you know, like, because the way he tells the story, she hit me first and then she spit blood in my face. And I was just, that's why I think, I was like, this doesn't help. Like, you just got to, for right or wrong, you have to take that L and just be like, I was all the way wrong. Even if she, like, I think when she bit him, he bit her, but it's like she hit him in his nuts or balls or whatever. And he bit her. And I'm like, so it's basically what you're catering to, that one that vocal minority is like, man, she must have did something. He just wouldn't have did that. And fuck those people. Like, who cares what she did? Because he could have, listen, if he handles it the same way Jay handles Solange, like, let's say Rihanna like bit him, kicked him, and he pressed charges. Yeah, he would have took an L for like, man, you pussy, you weak, blah, blah, blah. But her career would never be where it's at. Like, he could have took that different turn, or he could have kept her hands off him, and they could have got therapy, or they could have broke up, and he'd be like, I don't want to talk about why you broke up. There's probably plenty of women in the industry who have hit or punched a dude. I'm not saying swing off, but, you know, hit a shoulder or slapped him aside his head and kept it moving. And those guys didn't fire back on him. So, like I said, I don't get how this is going to help him. You know, I want to see the whole thing. I want to see the context. I want to see, I've just heard the clip. I didn't even see the video clip, if there is one, to see how does he look. Like, is he remorseful? And I hope this is it. I really do hope this is the last that we hear of it. And, like, I don't want to hear none of those 40 songs. Better be.
I wish Chris Brown would have just learned to walk away, because anytime he has some kind of little, what, I don't know, outburst or backlash or moment, people are like, see, he's still violent. He's still violent. That's all they're ever going to focus on.
Yeah, it's right. You're right. You're right. Speaking of focus on Meek Mill, they focused on him. He was charged with reckless endangerment and reckless driving after he performed some wheelies, right, on a dirt bike, and then he put the video on Instagram. Now, I don't know why people, like, so he's done this a lot. I follow Meek Mill. He always puts these little videos up. But it's crazy that the cops were just looking out for him and doing it, but illegal is illegal. So
looking on his Instagram, though.
Yeah, I guess so. He was going to be charged with felony charges, but he walked away with two misdemeanors. He got to go back to court October 11th, and he's been ordered to complete driver's school. So, and the crazy part, they had like 22 police roll up on him to arrest him for a traffic violation.
Hey, you want to know what's trash? Is that if you got police policing your Instagram?
Yeah.
Like, go fight some real crime. I'm sure somebody got shot that day.
So probably did. That's what I'm saying. Like, wrong is wrong. Yes, what he did was illegal. I understand that. But I'm like, God, the police just sitting there chilling?
On Instagram.
Yeah, and then one of the reasons why he was let go, the judge was like, he hasn't been in trouble in 9 years. We're not finna lock this dude up for some popping willies on a dirt bike. It is just wasting taxpayer dollars. Like, that's the big thing. Mystical. It's a lot of bad stuff went down this week. Mystical was charged with sexual assault for first degree rape. The incident occurred last October. He was involved with two other people, one of which tried to get the alleged victim to retract her story. When the story first hit, Mystical was on the run. It was a warrant out for his arrest. He has since turned himself in. This story, I think, broke like Saturday. He turned himself in Monday, and he looked rough. And I thought to myself, bro, you should have went to the barbershop, got shaped up. Your mugshot looked a little decent, but he's being held on $2 million bond. I remember he had another sexual assault like 4 years ago.
No, it was longer than that. No,
I'm sorry. He got out 4 years ago, I think. But you're right. It was like, this don't look good. And, his lawyer says he's going to plead not guilty and this is all fabricated. But I'm like, you can't be around this. Like, there's no way. Like, go get you a woman and just relax and chill out and don't do nothing else. Like, you can't even play this game. Speaking of which, Usher in the studio. JD hints that we're going to get a Confessions 3. I'm trying to figure out what he's going to confess. He's going to confess. Like, it's a C3. He put a caption of him and himself, Usher and him. They were in the studio with Brian Michael Cox, who broke with, he did Confessions Part 2, Burn, and You Got It Bad. Are you excited for some new Usher music?
Why?
That's the thing too. Usher.
Usher can make a hit. I mean, he can get at least one hit off of an album.
Yeah, I thought what was the last one we just did? I forgot. I liked that album. I thought there was a couple of tracks on there that was actually pretty good. It's that it was the one that had the ugly statue thing. Remember
Something About Myself or Finding Me, something.
Hard to Love.
There you go. Finding Myself.
That album cover was horrible. I don't know what he was thinking. But I'm excited for C3. I just don't want this to be the spark. I mean, and if it comes out, if you got to do that interview role, what are you telling people? So what was the inspiration behind C3? Oh, all these chicks saying I was burning them. Like, what you doing? Where else? New Fergie, Drake. Let's go to Drake.
Why?
Because for the first time since 2009, he's not in the Hot 100. There's got to be some hits in there. You loved Hold On, We're Going Home or whatever.
That's only because it reminded me of my baby.
Yeah, okay. You never said that till now.
What?
I'm serious.
I did tell you that.
Maybe you did. All right.
You don't pay attention.
All right. Best I Ever Had.
Oh, I hated that song.
The video didn't put a sour taste, but when I had the mixtape, So Far Gone,
it kind of went with whatever he was doing. Yeah. Whatevs. Yeah.
Hotline Bling, Started From the Bottom, 0 to 100. He's had some hits. Like, I mean, that's some hits. Of course, obviously, you've spent, 430 weeks.
I'm not saying yes because, like, he's had hits that shouldn't be on there. I'm saying, yes, now we can get a cleansing from Drake.
He said he won 500 weeks, so he got to do 70 more. He's still on the Hot 200, but not the Hot 100.
He wants how much?
He told TMZ, I need 500 weeks. So I'm thinking, like, you obviously need 70 more weeks because if you do 500 straight weeks, I think that ends, like, in 2027, and ain't nobody going to have a run like that. So you can cut that. And you got to remember, it's not just, I think the way they did it, him spending 430 weeks was just like either a Drake song or a song featuring Drake. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. He had features too.
Yeah, that helped
it's
out.
It's like you could never get away from him.
Yeah, anything he did with Rihanna was dope to
and
me.
And it's kind of weird because if you look at Drake and what he does and how he works just like Lil Wayne. Because remember when Lil Wayne was in jail, but you still heard Lil Wayne on the radio?
Lil Wayne's run was amazing. I think he broke Lil Wayne's record with like how many weeks on the Hot 100. But Lil Wayne was remarkable because he was featured on people that you like, y'all don't even have Lil Wayne phone number. How was he even on a song with you? Seriously. So I'm looking, I think there's going to be some inspiration. They said Drake got a new album coming. He said that at OVO Fest, but I'm like, you told us you were taking a break. You'll be back in 2018. It's not 2018 yet. So
he got to find out. He got to wait for that baby to come.
Oh yeah. Did I write that in here? Is that? And she had, look, the chick that says she's pregnant, she got a baby shower. And of course, Drake wasn't there. We'll see. That's his child. That's some Love and Hip Hop type shit. Mona is just like mad she didn't come up with that script.
She can still book her on the show.
She easily. You excited about this new Pink and Eminem song according to Mojo in the Morning? I don't know if I'm past it. I like Pink. I like Eminem. But I'm like, what are y'all going to do in 2017 that's going to make me be like, oh, okay.
I'm not looking for this. I think they play Pink at my job every now and again.
Which Pink?
I don't know. A Pink song. I don't know what song it is. I can't remember.
Any one of them where she did the acrobats too?
I actually seen Pink do those acrobats in person.
Oh, shoot. You know what? What did I do with let me see. I'm on the wrong thing. Where's my VMA shit at? Because I definitely had, since this VMAs is about to start up, it'll be next week.
What a stupid ass day to have the VMAs, dude.
Yeah, you told me they're dealing with what?
The Power finale.
Yep.
They're dealing with the Game of Thrones finale. They all come on at the same time. And it's Insecure night too.
All right, before we get into VMAs, let's talk about this Katy Perry thing. I had to actually look at this beef between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. Now, Taylor Swift this week took everything off of her social media. And then today she posted a little video of a reptilian tail. I have no idea what that means. But this beef all started because Katy Perry poached Taylor Swift, three dancers from Taylor Swift tour to go on her tour. And then in 2014, when Bad Blood came out, what's the name? Taylor Swift said it was about a female pop star, and they have gone back and forth. Like, go check out Rolling Stone. I'll put the link in there. They have the whole history. It has to do with Nicki jumping in when Nicki and Taylor went at it for around the VMA time when Nicki and Anaconda didn't get picked up.
Yeah.
And then remember when Taylor and Calvin Harris broke up? Like, they documented it so well that I didn't even realize that Calvin Harris put out that Funk Wave Bounce, one of my favorite albums of the summer. And he had Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj on that album. I was like, oh shit. Cause he had tweeted one time, I know you're off tour and you need someone new to try and bury like Katy ETC, but I'm not the guy. Like, this is hilarious. And then, of course, Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj had the Swiss Swish. It Don't Come From Me. It was Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1. So,
what still doesn't make sense is Katy Perry is hosting the VMAs.
Yes. And so, it brings me to this. The rumor is Katy Perry and Taylor Swift are going to bury the hatchet. Now, this shit has been going on for, 3 years? Three or four happens between 2013 and 2014.
Didn't they date each other's exes or something like that, too? Like,
John Mayer or something. I don't know who else is Russell Brand. Who else is Katy Perry dating?
I think it's just John Mayer, right?
She was married to Russell Brand.
But did Taylor Swift not mess with John Mayer? I can't keep up anymore.
I don't know. Look,
everybody in Hollywood does each other, so I don't understand.
They're supposed to be burying the hatchet. I feel like this beef has gone on, maybe like on pop radio, top 40, the Kiss FMs of the world. They talk about this, but I'm like, man, this has been a beef for a minute, and I felt like we covered Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj harder than they covered these two white girls fighting. Just saying. Would that be a big VMA moment? Them coming together, shaking
only,
hands?
Only if you're into them like that. Like, if you're really into pop music and you're following pop beef.
Mm-hmm. All right, so VMAs this Sunday, August 27th. We all know hip-hop and R&B is the number one genre. I said, well, then they should at least have more acts than anybody. Here's the list so far. We have Logic and Khalid, which I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing 1-800-273-8255. I just did the video for that. Gucci Mane, but he's with Fifth Harmony. Post Malone. We got Kendrick Lamar, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Ed Sheeran, The Weeknd, Lorde, 30 Seconds to Mars, and then Pink will be getting the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award, which I'm like, how many dope Pink videos are there? Sometimes they give it to like people and you look back and be like, their videos weren't that dope. Like, I get certain people, like I think Beyonce got it. Justin Blake, I mean, I like his songs, but his videos were monumental. Like, you know Kendrick gonna get it 1 year because Kendrick put some thought into his damn videos.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you look at the people that they've been giving it to, all their careers started in like 97, 98. So for them to be around 20 years later,
that's true.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's more of a like a lifetime achievement.
They gave it to Britney Spears too.
Yeah, that was was that the year that she performed and Kanye was pissed? What are the odds that Kanye and Jay reconnect at the Video Music Awards? No?
How are they going to do that? Because Kanye West ain't got nothing, right?
It's going to be in New York this year, right? No, it's California. What were we turning back to? Maybe the Grammys is going back to New York next year? I thought something was going back to New York.
Oh my God, why is this award show still exist? MTV don't even show videos.
They don't.
All their subsidiary show videos.
They just got like MTV Live, which is doing... That was doing the VMA flashback, right? That's what we flipped through?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's dope. All right, that's most of the good stuff. All right, Gucci Mane got a new album coming out. Big Crit album is done and it's been turned in. So I'm excited about that. I love Big Crit. Punch tweeted out that we're probably not going to get the J. Cole and Kendrick album. I don't need an official album. I'm just saying... If they retire / die before I die, because y'all just push the button so I can hear it. Because I know they got stuff recorded. Ab Soul said he turned in a verse for it. So just throw it out. It don't got to be a real album. Projects that got released this week. ASAP Ferg, Still Striving mixtape. Ace Hood, Trust the Process mixtape. Both of those are gym approved. Take them to the gym. Ace Hood did a Breakfast Club interview. It's kind of dope. And he even addressed the Khaled situation in the interview and on one of the songs. And basically he says, you know, him and Khaled are cool. He had to leave We the Best to do his own thing. And he's happy now. Did therapy, yoga, got him a good woman. So I'm happy for Ace Hood. I always thought he was dope. Dave East dropped Paranoia, A True Story. That is still not an album. That's an EP. Fred the Godson, Gordo, Gold Link, The Crew Remixes is a 5-track EP. Kodak Black, Project Baby 2, Lil B, Black Ken. And my album of the week, Jamila Woods, Heaven, H-E-A-V-N. Very dope. Solange, Erykah Badu-esque, she's from Chicago. Features No Name, Chance the Rapper, Saba, and Nika Seagal. It was actually released last year. But now it's available on all digital streaming platforms. And Pitchfork ranked it 36th best album of 2016. Songs. Fetty Wap featuring Monty, There She Go. Fetty Wap working. He was on that DJ Envy single. What was it? Send Me Your Number. Last week, he just dropped the Lucky Number 7 mixtape. He's got a sophomore album coming called King Zoo. Cardi B featuring Messiah, the Bodak Yellow Latin Trap mix. Sammy. Remember Sammy? Dropped Too Long.
I thought he was done working.
Yeah, he's got a new album coming called Coming of Age. Mila J, Touch Me. I think that's going to be in a soundtrack. I forgot to look it up. Ace Mob, Feel So Good. That's going to be on the Cozy Tapes too. We already talked about Chris Brown. Question, Designer dropped off Malibu and Formula and last week Arms. They are really looking for a song to catch before this album drop. Did you see the album cover for Formula, Sarah?
Who like is that?
Travis Scott and
whose album cover is that?
Designer. When she got the Formula sitting car side. I was like, this kind of weird. It was funny because I think on Reddit there was like, I'd rather hear Travis Scott on this beat. It was a cool song. I don't think I have a dope song to stand out from this week. Last week I forgot to talk about Wiz Khalifa and the Ty Dolla song. That song was dope. But I think Anybody Sounds Good on a Computer Love sample. But Jesse, and I like Jesse J's Real Deal. That was like the two standouts. We don't even do videos that much, but Jaquez featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Quavo, Bad Remix, BED Remix, and Logic. I just already talked about that video. Jamila Woods did a video for LSD as well. And that's about it for this week, guys.
The Yo Gotti and Nicki Minaj video came out.
It just dropped. She tried to tease people like it wasn't going to come. It took way too long for like a simple song, y'all. I mean, rack it up. What are we doing? Hell, if it was in the Uncut days, they would have just shot in the strip club. I didn't check it out yet.
They would save a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot. Since the VMAs are on a night with all the dope shit out, we will not be doing a special VMAs recap. That will be on the full episode of about a week ago. We'll recap, but we'll give you our thoughts on the VMAs.
Yeah, because we're recording it That's it. And then we're going to rewatch it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to catch the first hour at 7 o'clock, but 8 o'clock, I'm gone. And I'm going for a while because the last episode of Game of Thrones was like an hour and something. And this going to be an hour and change too. So
I don't know. That last episode of Game of Thrones messed with my sleep pattern. Had me up all night thinking.
All right. At one and only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Studio Flow Pod. Let us know what you think. I think that's it. Yeah. Apple Podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. You know what to do. Until next time. Peace. How about you?